Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have no score of the game, and Ahmed Rosario leading off. First pitch swung on, hit in the air, down the right field line, deep toward the corner. Long run, this may go, and it's gone! Goodbye! Into the Nationals bullpen! A leadoff home run for Ahmed Rosario here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Charlie Slows on the call last night, and that delivered all the runs the Washington Nationals would need, baby, as they win 2-0 in the middle of a three-game set at Nationals Park against the first-place Chicago Cubs. And with that, we are off and running on a Thursday afternoon, a hot, steamy Thursday afternoon, baby, in the nation's capital and beyond. Perhaps where you are as well, listening on the Odyssey app. If you're not in and around the DMV area, listening on the Team 980 on the AM dial, again, we are with you until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We got AMAC on the other side of the glass. Brian's hanging out as usual. Well, he'll be here for the first half an hour, first hour and a half or so of the show. We have so much going on for a Thursday in early June that we have very, very, very little time to mess around. So we're going to get right to it. We are going to touch on heavily the Terry McLaurin situation. Hang tight. I had already planned out the show to not have Terry McLaurin be a featured part of it, but Jordan Schultz has got a big report on Terry McLaurin. I've reached out to Jordan. He says, you know, for now, he can't come on. I don't know what that's all about, but I try and be respectful of everybody. But he has a very big report about Terry McLaurin and the Commanders and negotiations not going very well. We will dive heavily into that. For those of you that are shocked by that, I just ask you, where have you been? Have you not been paying attention? I mentioned this most recently on Grant and Danny the other day on the Beltway Blitz. I mentioned it on the show. I never thought this was going to be as easy as people were making it out to be. Just because Terry's a nice guy. Just because Terry's a Commander. I wish I got paid for how smart and aggressive I am ahead of the curve before everyone starts thinking about it and talking about it. And then wrongly talking about it. I wish I got paid for every time I was just absolutely brilliant and ahead of the curve. And this is another case, not to toot my own horn or Barry Horowitz my back, but I will if I need to. Damn it, I will. I haven't been screaming about it, but I've mentioned it on this show. And again, I most recently mentioned it Tuesday, right around 4:10, roughly, give or take, with Grant and Danny over on 106.7 The Fan. You can go check it out on the Odyssey app, part of the Beltway Blitz. They asked me directly about Terry McLaurin. I said, maybe Terry wants a fourth year. Thank you. You know, that voice sounds familiar. It's not mine, but I think it's very fitting. I think it's very fitting. Some people are shocked by this, floored by this. You should not be. If you actually think, if you actually use common sense, which many of you don't, and many in the media don't, this is easy to see. It doesn't mean that Terry McLaurin won't get a contract extension with the Commanders. But it means that both sides are going to have to give in probably fairly significantly. We're going to get into all the numbers and the arguments and whatnot heavily coming up later on this hour. But we led off with Ahmed Rosario's go-ahead home run last night in the seventh inning. The only run, ultimately, the Nationals would need to beat the Chicago Cubs 2-0 behind Mackenzie Gore. Man, let me tell you something. I got to be honest, Ahmed Rosario started off as a top prospect with the Mets, was part of the Francisco Lindor deal to the Guardians, never really completely worked out there, has kind of bounced around a little bit. He, right from game two of the season, when Davey put him in the lineup against the Phillies, and I was annoyed by that because Luis Garcia wasn't in the lineup that day, and he hit a home run. You know, Ahmed Rosario has been pretty bleeping good this year in the reserve. Not really a utility, but in the reserve, I mean, sort of utility, but in the reserve role that he is serving. And last night, Davey puts him in at third base, which makes all the sense in the world, A, because he's a right-handed hitter going against a left-hander and a talented young left-hander in Boyd, who obviously got to the seventh inning without allowing a run. And on top of that, you have to wonder how much Jose Tena's kind of mind-numbing defensive play on Tuesday night, which really hurt the Nationals, how much that set up the decision for Davey, or maybe it was going to happen anyway, and it probably should have happened, but I'm willing to give Davey some credit, right? Because you got to. Ahmed Rosario doesn't play every day. Now, again, he probably should be playing against a left-hander, so I'm not saying Davey is the only one that thought about this, and he's a creative genius, but he did put him in the lineup. For whatever reason they had, probably a combination of both reasons, he put him in the lineup. And in the two spot, and boom, just cranked one to right field. How about the bullpen catcher in the Nats bullpen going bonkers in celebration? First run of the game, he makes the catch on the home run just over the right field wall, and the Nats are off and running 1-0. Then they add a second run with a Nassim Nunez RBI double, scoring Alex Call in the eighth inning to give them a 2-0 lead and to give them some desperately needed insurance. So Davey last night, again, with the left-hander on the mound, and obviously they haven't faced a ton of left-handers, he keeps Josh Bell in the lineup, probably much to the chagrin of many, because Josh Bell hit into a double play from the right-handed side and is like 0-50 from the right-handed side this year against left-handed pitchers. So he keeps Josh Bell in the lineup. He draws an 0-3, and I'm sure many Nationals fans weren't happy about that decision to begin with at DH. He's got Alex Call in the lineup instead of Dalen Lyle, who had a little defensive mishap in right field along the wall on Tuesday night. He's got Rosario, who we just talked about. And he's got Nassim Nunez in at second base over Luis Garcia, right? So, again, we mentioned the scenario game two of the season where Rosario was in for Garcia. In this case, Rosario is in at third because they still don't have Paul DeJong, who's dealing with the fractured face thing. And, again, Tena, whatever happened Tuesday night. And because the left-hander, and Nassim Nunez comes up with another big base hit. Now, he's a switch hitter, again, so it certainly made sense. But Nassim Nunez, whenever you seem to, again, spot him correctly, use him correctly, can come through with a spark, whether it's his speed, energy, defense, whatever. And last night, it was the RBI double to put a little icing on the cake. All of that being said, they are not there without the outstanding starting pitching of Mackenzie Gore. Oh, boy. I was stuck in such bad traffic, and I had a couple of errands to run that I could not get home for the top of the first inning. It is... I love the 6:45 starts because the games are usually over by like 9:15-ish. But the 6:45 starts are tough to make. They are tough to make. And I'm driving around, and I had to make a stop at the dry cleaners. And I did that literally as the first batter was coming up to bat. So I said, well, Mackenzie Gore is probably going to be good here in the first inning. I said, you know, if I miss much, probably going to miss a run. At worst, what have you. Maybe a home run, whatever. It was Ian Happ. And Gore, so I didn't hear any of this live on the radio with Charlie and Dave, but Gore allows not one, not two, but three consecutive singles to start the game, to lead off, fill the bases, and to lead off the game. Not one, not two, but three. No runs, but the bases are loaded for a stacked lineup, and oh yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong, who's awesome, coming up. And what does Mackenzie Gore do? He strikes out Pete Crow Armstrong. Then he strikes out former number one overall pick, Dansby Swanson. Then he gets Nico Horner, another tough customer, to pop out in foul territory to Nathaniel Lowe. 1-2-3 after allowing three hits in a row to start. Let me repeat. The Chicago Cubs had the bases loaded, nobody out, three straight hits, and they didn't get a run. And they didn't even come close. There is absolutely no rhyme or reason why the Chicago Cubs did not get a run in that inning outside of one reason. And that's Mackenzie Gore's and bleeping stud. Now listen, he drives me crazy with the pitch count stuff. We'll get to that in a sec. But, oh God, is he good. Oh God, is he good. He's an absolute thoroughbred. What are you laughing at, Mac? Because I'm frothing at the mouth at Mackenzie Gore because we have a freaking ace around here? Huh? I know you hate baseball.
It's Brian, man. Brian's one-liners are... no one can compete with him. But he's just... Brian is happy that you're excited about Mackenzie Gore.
So... Brian, you were teasing me. Is that how we got to this? And he's saying you're excited because that's his way of covering up that you were that you were teasing me as I got a little animated.
I'm not sure if you notice, you have a tendency of saying some very pause-worthy statements, and every time it's like an instant reaction. I can't help it.
It's a little theater of the mind.
Yeah.
You know, whatever people think of me, I'm pretty effing good at what I do. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm pretty damn good.
Yes.
Am I allowed to say that? I guess I am. I just said it. Whatever. I'm pretty good at what I do. I appreciate that you understand that there are times where I'm going to leave you going, wait, what? What did he just say? Was it the thoroughbred comment?
No, what was that, AMAC?
I mean, it was like a line of things. He's so good. Very excited to say that. He's so good. Repeating it.
He's a stud.
Left you foaming at the
mouth. Oh, frothing at the mouth. Frothing at the mouth. All right, there you go. Well, I'm glad you noticed that. I mean, AMAC's too busy eating lunch to notice that, okay? What do you got over there, by the way, there, big guy?
Jerk chicken.
Ooh.
Call me on a bite, too.
It is burning his mouth over there. He's sounding like, you know how when you're eating, you're like, that's exactly what he's doing over there.
Because of the spice or
yes,
the temperature?
The spice.
So did you make this yourself or did you buy it?
No, I bought it.
All right. Thanks for sharing some of it with us. I see how we're not a family around here.
Well, Chris, what didn't you bring pizza and you only get it for yourself that one day?
Brings food in every day and only gets it for himself.
Well, I bring a lunch in from home that I make. Yeah, that's for me. If I buy for the I buy for the station all the time.
The way my bank account works. Also, this is leftovers from last night. So,
Brian, here's the deal. You're referring to when I went and got a piece of pizza from, I think Danny had a bunch of pizza from, where is it? Gosh, I forgot what place it is.
Does it start with a P or something?
Yeah, Pupitella.
Yep.
There you go. And you had gone over there immediately and realized that the pizza was under lock and key in the studio and came back with your tail between your legs, looking like you had been slapped in the face and kicked in the ass, and you were so sad, and I felt bad. And so instead of going to get you a piece of pizza, as a good host and friend and colleague would do, I went and got myself a piece of pizza. I forgot about you. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I did not buy that pizza. I have many times, as everyone can attest, I have many times cooked for the entire group or purchased lunch or what have you. And I will again shortly. I've had to pay for way too many things recently. So, you know, I've been a little tighter than usual. But yeah, I consider myself a good teammate
here because he said you've been tighter than usual.
Pause. Anyway, back to what we should be talking about. Just a little jocularity to begin the show, boys and girls. Don't anybody get their panties in a bunch. So Mackenzie Gore ends the first inning with three straight outs against the heart of the Cubs lineup. Now listen. The Cubs lineup is Kyle Tucker ultimately pinch hit, but he's not starting, so that helps. And he would be in the middle of that lineup, and he's having a great year. But to get Pete Crow Armstrong with the bases loaded, nobody out, when they simply need even a ground ball double play, they would score a run, or a sac fly, or whatever, or a hit could make it 2-0 very easily and maybe even 3-0. And depending on what kind of hit, because he's got a lot of power, it could be 4-0. And Mackenzie Gore said, eh! Just put the stop sign up and said, that's it. You're done. You've had your fun. Shut the hell up. Take your bats, put them between your legs, and go back to the damn dugout and get yourself some Gatorade. I'm in control here. And then Mackenzie Gore just went on a tear. If that wasn't good enough, Mackenzie Gore said, not only am I going to do that to you, but I'm going to go 1-2-3 in the second. I'm going to walk the leadoff hitter, Ian Happ, the leadoff hitter of the game, the leadoff hitter of the third inning. Okay, that's not great. Almost got him in trouble. But then I'm going to buckle down after a wild pitch, and I'm going to once again strike out Pete Crow Armstrong with two outs to end the top of the third. So again, he did walk the leadoff guy in that inning. But then he goes, gets the leadoff out in the fourth. He hits Nico Horner. He gets a strikeout and a flyout to end the fourth. So again, it's not perfect innings, but it's pretty efficient innings, not deep counts, not a lot of foul balls, not a lot of extra pitches outside of that first inning where, again, he threw, I think it was 24 pitches. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure it was 24 pitches in the first inning to get out of that massive jam. Top of the fifth inning, ground out, strikeout, and then the Cubs challenge a play on the flyout to Alex Call there. So a 1-2-3 inning that Mackenzie Gore goes through in the fifth. So now he's rolling around to the sixth inning, and he gets 1-2-3, including Swanson striking out, swinging Pete Crow Armstrong a third time of the night in the sixth inning. Now, he's through six innings, and he's only thrown, I think it's 87 pitches. I said on Twitter right before the game, at WrestleMania621, one of my keys last night, you can check it out. I'm not making this up, whatever. One of my keys last night, besides Nationals fielding, Nationals base running, was Mackenzie Gore getting through six innings with about 88 pitches or less. And after a 24-pitch first inning, there was no way, I mean zero way, that I thought he was even going to get past the fifth inning. And yet, there Mackenzie Gore was at the end of six with, I believe it was 87 pitches. And then Davey looks around and says, all right, he's rolling, man. I'm going to throw him out there for a seventh inning. And he comes out in the seventh inning and he goes, boom, one, two, three, Horner, Bush, Turner, bang. And seven shutout innings, only the one walk, the one hit by pitch, seven strikeouts, the three hits, one, two, three. So he never allowed another hit after the third batter of the game in his seven innings of work. He did have a walk. He did have a hit by pitch. So he wasn't perfect. But he never allowed a hit again to one of the best lineups in baseball and arguably the best lineup in the National League. Unbelievable from Mackenzie Gore last night in a big spot. I know you people don't care about baseball like I do. I get it. You're crazy, by the way. Baseball's a beautiful game. Always has been, always will be. It was my first love. That trains, because my dad worked for the Long Island Railroad. So did my grandfather. But baseball was my first love, man. And last night was beautiful. Lord comes in. Not a perfect inning. Did walk one, but got out of it. Finnegan certainly struggled to get out of it in the ninth, allowing a couple hits. But he got out of it, and the Nationals win 2-0. Again, it's one win on a Wednesday in early June. Nobody print your playoff tickets. But it was a huge win because the Braves lost again. The Nationals had lost two in a row. They had their ace. They're playing the best team in the division, in the NL Central, not in the National League overall, although one of the best. And it's a huge series, or as big as you're going to get in early June. And the Nationals proved their mettle after not playing a great game on Tuesday night. Now, we'll see what happens tonight. If they can win 2 out of 3, that would be awesome. If they lose 2 out of 3, it's not the end of the world. But if they can win 2 out of 3, that would be great. Awesome, awesome stuff from Mackenzie Gore and the Nationals last night. You want to talk about it? Go right ahead. Stanley Cup Final Game 1 went into overtime. I'll tell you how I celebrated next. And then we will get to the Terry McLaurin stuff, probably right around 1:40 or so, maybe give or take a little bit earlier than that. But I wanted to spend a little bit of time on everything else before we get rocking and rolling on Terry McLaurin. So trust me, we're going to get there. And some of it you are not going to want to hear. I'm just being honest with you because we owe you the truth on this show. We do not just dismiss everything and think everything's going to be easy. We owe you the truth. We think ahead of the time, and we lay it out, and whether we're right or wrong doesn't matter. We make you think, and hopefully we'll make you react. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's the set. Gore fires. Swinging a little looping pop-up. Foul off first. Low racing over. Side warning track. Reaching. He makes the catch up against the side rail. And Mackenzie Gore is able to finish the first inning like he finished his outing in Seattle. Stranding the bases loaded. What a job by Gore to post a zero in the top of the first.
All right, good job by AMAC grabbing that highlight there. That's exactly the one I wanted, AMAC, without me telling you that's exactly the one I wanted. As a matter of fact, I said on the phone on the way in, I said, just grab me a Mackenzie Gore highlight. And then my guy went and got the right one. I mean, just genius. Not bad. Not bad. That's a good job out of you. It's a good effort. I like it. I like when you and I are on the same page.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's nice.
All right. Okay. All right. Mackenzie Gore last night, 7 shutout innings. Also, just want to send a quick shout out. Thanks to my guys at Talk Nats. They do great coverage of the Nationals, and they're always so kind to the show and me, awesome. And, they help me, promote whatever. And we try and help each other out because they do a great job. So I appreciate them. Mackenzie Gore, let me just look through this real quickly here in the game logs for this year. He started off with a bang, right? With the 6-inning, 13-strikeout performance against the Phillies. Of course, got no run support or very little run support. But as you look through so far his inning log, his second start was not very good against Toronto, even though the numbers weren't bad. It was not a great performance. 5 innings, 3 runs. I'm not going to give you every little detail, but here's the deal. After that, so that's 5 innings, right? It goes the rest of April. 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings, 6 innings, even, perfect, through the remaining 5 starts. Then a 5-inning start. Then a 6 2/3 start against the St. Louis Cardinals. Then a 3 2/3 start. That was terrible in Baltimore. Allowed 10 hits, so on and so forth, but only 2 earned runs. 6 innings, 6 innings, and then 7 innings last night. So only 1 start this year had he been past 6 innings. And that was a 6 2/3 start against the Cardinals on May 11th. And that was 101 pitches. So last night, despite a 24-pitch first inning and 3 straight hits, he wiggles out of it, as you just heard, Dave Jagler on the call, Nationals Radio, Odyssey, 106.7, and he only throws 94 pitches in 7 innings. I don't need you to strike out 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. I need you to get guys out. And that is the next, I guess, advance in Mackenzie Gore's career, is limiting foul balls, figuring out ways to get outs instead of strikeouts. Strikeouts are great, and everybody loves them, and they're awesome. And when you need one, man, you need one. He needed one bad in that first inning, and he got two. But strikeouts elevate your pitch count, especially if they're associated with foul balls, which has also been a little bit of a problem for Mackenzie Gore. And last night, it wasn't. 94 pitches in seven innings. And after that start, Mackenzie Gore deserves to be in the All-Star game, period. Point blank simple. End of argument. End of story. Done. All right. Let's get to the trending alert. Then we'll get to Chris Nabaskis. Then we'll get a word in on the Stanley Cup final and let you hear how it ended in case you weren't up late night because, well, that's what I tease. So I got to tell that story in a sec. But first, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Nationals and the Cubs do wrap up their three-game set tonight at Nationals Park after a lot of day games today. There'll be one of the night games, 6:45. Again, first pitch for the first-place Cubs, who come in to this series finale at 38-23. Nationals now three games under 500 after the 2-0 win last night. Third place alone in the NL East. Again, 29-32, 14-15 at home. Pitching matchup, Drew Pomeranz for Chicago, 2-0 with a nothing ERA across the board in only 13 2/3 innings. Jake Irvin on the bump. Last time Jake Irvin was at Nationals Park, he pitched eight great shutout innings against the San Francisco Giants. So let's see if he can do that. 5-1 on the year, 3.93 ERA with a whip of 1.17. 6:45, 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey, Nationals Radio on the call with Charlie and Dave. Meanwhile, right now, Atlanta doubling up Arizona 6-3. The Braves trailing the Nationals in the NL East standings. That game is early on still in the fourth inning. Kansas City, St. Louis, and a bunch of other games, including Philadelphia, Toronto, coming up this afternoon. Tonight, it's game one of the NBA Finals. It is the Indiana Pacers, champions of the East, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, best team in the West and in the NBA's regular season. 8:30 the tip from Oklahoma City for game one of the NBA Finals, and that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
0-2 the count. Finnegan, the set at the belt. The pitch to Tucker with the runner going, and it's grounded to the right side. Nunez has it. He will lob the toss to first in time, and the Nationals win the ball game. Kyle Finnegan gets it done. He retires Tucker. The Nationals complete the shutout, and Mackenzie Gore, 7 dominant innings, picks up his 3rd win of the season.
That is a huge, not only final call, Dave Jagler, Nats Radio last night on the call, but a huge job by Finnegan to wiggle out of a tough little jam there that he got himself into by allowing a single to Dansby Swanson with one out and a second single on the inning to Michael Bush, who had a big game on Tuesday night as well. So you had runners on first and third with two out, and then he gets Kyle Tucker, who we've mentioned a couple of times this week, having a great year. He's not been in the starting line. He didn't play at all on Tuesday. Was not in the starting lineup again last night because he had jammed a thumb, but obviously able to pinch hit, and he gets him out with a 2-0 lead, yes, because they had the little icing on the cake from Nunez. Great job overall buckling down out of Finnegan, and he did get that Pete Crow Armstrong to lead off the ninth on a called strikeout. So, again, for the Nationals not to blow that, for the Nationals to get just enough runs so that Mackenzie Gore not only gets the win, but they get the win. Right? Because that's been a little bit of an issue, too. You'd like more, but hey. And then they got the extra security run from Nunez in the 8th inning. Great job all around. Nationals win. We'll get to the Stanley Cup final in a sec. And as well, then we will be pretty much all Terry McLaurin, or a lot of Terry McLaurin after that. I shouldn't say all Terry McLaurin, but a lot of Terry McLaurin because there's big developments there, as you may have heard on Kevin's show, and you will definitely hear on this particular show. First, we say hello to our buddy and our resident Nats fan, Chris Namaskis. What is up, Chris? Big win last night. How are you, pal?
Ahmed Rosario can hit a left-handed pitcher like nobody's business. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, no. I mean that's his role. You know, that's his role on this team, to play third, to play a little short, to play really anywhere, on the infield, and to be that valuable guy. And he was such a stud prospect. But, here he is.
He can hit a left-hand pitching. Yeah. It's been a minute since I've seen, specialist in that regard, who can just he can rake against lefties, and you're exactly right, everything you said and every way you described everything. Gore was he grinded, he's a bulldog, some of my favorite pitchers, beautiful pitchers, Dwight Gooden, that's another level. But like Oral Hershiser, Frank Viola, Dave Stewart, the grinder.
These are some blasts from the past, baby. I love it. I love going back in the memory vault, no doubt.
Gore is grinding, and he's not getting affected by the way he was. He's maturing, I guess we should say, right?
Well, listen, they talked about over the offseason that he worked on mentally not getting too mad, frustrated, falling apart, imploding when things didn't go wrong.
Right.
Was there a better example of that than the first inning last night?
No, not at all. Exactly what I mean. In other words, he didn't quit. He didn't give up. Yep. He didn't start getting crazy and wild. And he's a kind of a horse. He's kind of like if he'll hang, because you might not have your game, but you just keep throwing and take out the innings and all that, save the bullpen, And that way they're in better shape for this evening. And, yeah, he was special. Rosario can crush a lefty.
Yep.
And Nassim Nunez is...
Nassim has been, he's been pretty key this year. Spark plug, energy, speed, defense, all of that. By the way, I looked this up. Rosario this year alone, is hitting 360 with 7 doubles and 2 home runs and 7 RBI against left-handers in 50 at-bats. So
That's his job. Good luck with the conversation about McLaurin.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. They'll work that
not.
Out. And how did you like the hockey game?
I liked it.
I'll talk after.
I appreciate
thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I liked it a lot. I wasn't able to concentrate early on it because between the Nats and the Cubs, and I was doing my wrestling podcast with Matty Essig called Rooster and the Rookie, which you can check out. Actually, the new episode is not out just yet. I'll post it on social media and whatnot. So I was a little shaky early on. It was bang, bang, and Edmonton scored first, and Florida came back, and Brad Marchand is awesome. I know everybody hates him, but he's such a good agitator and a damn good offensive player. That Florida team's got a lot of grip, but, man, Edmonton, for them to be down 3-1 at home, you start thinking – and then all of a sudden the comeback comes, right? And they get that third goal from Mattias Ekholm, who's just kind of crashing towards the faceoff circle, and he gets the feed, I think from McDavid, if memory serves me correct, and then in overtime, what did you miss if you, wait a second, fell asleep like I did? Did I just admit that I fell asleep during overtime of game one of the Stanley Cup final?
You make fun of me for it all the time, and now look at you. Welcome to the old man club.
I literally passed out on my couch. And here's a little problem. After a while, between 3-plus hours of commuting every day, sitting in this chair, and I get up and down usually every break just to stretch my legs and to get off the chair. And everything else, all the sports I got to watch, after a while, I cannot sit anymore. So I'm either standing or I'm laying down. So I laid down last night at the end of the third period, right?
Yeah.
And I said, if I fall asleep during overtime intermission, I'll wake up, whatever. I made it to the start of overtime and then, right? What happened at the end? I think we have the audio for what happened at the end, right? The Edmonton Oilers were down 3-1, baby! They tied it at 3-3 in regulation, and then this!
Nugent-Hopkins kicks it back to Bouchard. Back to Nugent-Hopkins. McDavid, it's gone!
Leon Draisaitl, baby. Oh, now I can hear myself. I don't know what happened there. Leon Draisaitl with the game-winning goal from Connor McDavid, and bang, the Edmonton Oilers win game one. So key for them to keep the puck in and along the boards and to win a couple of a puck battle or two just as that sequence was ending. I mean, obviously, listen, McDavid drives into the middle of the crease and into the middle of the zone, and they keep it alive, moving it along the boards, passing it back and forth, tic-tac-toe, bang. McDavid again circles like a buzzard right along the goal line to the right of the goaltender and passes to Draisaitl, and bang, on the power play. And Florida coughs up a 3-1 lead. As Draisaitl, again, gets the job done. And McDavid, I mean, what else can you say? What else can you say? He's the best player in the game by far. And Draisaitl is really, for those that don't pay any attention, which is most of you, Draisaitl's awesome too. I mean, it's just they're two big studs. And just, I mean, unbelievable passing along the boards in the corner, a great entry by McDavid, and then Draisaitl gets it under Bobrovsky's glove, and the Edmonton Oilers erase a 3-1 lead and lead the Stanley Cup final, baby. one game to none. So happy for them. Listen, it's not great for television ratings that, A, as we talked about yesterday with Steve Wino, who was in Edmonton, it's not great for television ratings that it's, A, a Canadian team, and, B, it's little old Edmonton. But, and the fact that it's only and exclusively on TNT and True TV and Max. But it is great when your best player in the when the best player in the game is in the Stanley Cup final and makes the kind of play that he made to set that game-winning goal up twice, not once, twice. And Draisaitl scored the opening goal for Edmonton early on in the game around the crease. And again, he's so good. Ninth goal of the playoffs. When you come back down 3-1 and you carry that momentum and overtime and nearly a full overtime period, that'll help out whatever the arbitrary full of crap ratings are. But man, what a game. And yes, I fell asleep. I had to go back and watch it. I fell asleep. It's not because it was boring. It's because I'm old, man. I'm tired.
Did you wake up like in the middle of the night with the TV still on?
No, I woke up at around just shy of midnight. So it was, I don't think it was too long after because the post-game show on TNT was still on. So I knew exactly what happened right away because they were talking about it and showing it and whatnot. So it wasn't like 3 a.m. that I woke up, but I'm so disappointed that I allowed myself to fall asleep. I'm just tired. I mean, I, you know, get up 7 o'clock in the morning. Tyler starts calling early. I just, you know, like 11:30. If I allow myself to get comfortable, I'm done. I gotta stand. I mean, that's literally what I have to do in order to stay awake. Same thing will probably happen tonight with the NBA finals. And no, I'm not the biggest NBA fan, but I'm really looking forward to this series. Same thing will probably happen tonight, especially with the NBA, which is just replay, after timeout, after timeout, after timeout. And I'm not talking about television timeout. I'm talking about strategy timeout, after strategy timeout, free throw after free throw. I mean, the last 2 minutes of tonight's game, if it's anywhere like 10 and under, will take about 45 minutes. And I mean, it's impossible to stay awake. It's impossible to stay awake unless you're a young buck. And I'm not anymore. All right, 11 until the top, right here on the Team 980. We'll start wetting the whistle, if you will, on the Terry McLaurin situation and the Jordan Schultz report next, right here. And then we'll carry that through into the 2 o'clock hour. If you want to get in line and hop aboard, we'll give you all the details before we ask the questions. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Unleashing the quarterback.
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
Terry McLaurin with one of his great touchdowns from the year. What was that, 86 yards, if memory serves me correct?
Yes, sir.
That was kind of a broken play, if you will, and it was just... as you heard on the call there, I think that was Fox in the Cowboy regular season, the first Cowboy regular season game, I should say. And Terry took it to the house, and then immediately the Commanders threw up all over themselves and lost that game. But then, nevertheless, Terry McLaurin was awesome. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset in just a couple of moments, but the 2 o'clock hour is going to be all Terry McLaurin, okay? Because... there's a new report out from Jordan Schultz, a longtime NFL insider. Now, listen, a lot of you are probably not going to want to hear it. A lot of you are probably going to want to dismiss it. And a lot of you are probably going to say, nothing to see here, nothing to worry about, just the media trying to stir the pot. And I can pretty much guarantee you, you're wrong. How do you like them apples? I can pretty much guarantee you, you're wrong. Because while it does not mean that Terry McLaurin will not get a contract extension, this was always going to be a much, much more difficult conversation and negotiation than anybody realistically, outside of me, thought it would be. And again, you might get mad at me for patting myself on the back Barry Horowitz style. Fine. Maybe I don't have to do that. But I'm just trying to tell you, everybody thought, oh, Terry's the ultimate commander. Oh, Terry's too nice of a guy. Oh, Adam Peters is going to know what's right. How could you? All that stuff. And here's the report. Jordan Schultz, again, at Schultz underscore report. Jordan has worked for a lot of different outlets. Right now he works for Fox, okay? He breaks a lot of news. He breaks a lot of news. So you can dismiss it all you want, but here's the report. Sources. Commanders, all-pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. Now, there isn't a lot of detail there, and that's where we come in. We're going to start adding detail to what could be the problem here coming up shortly. And we'll take your calls on a scale of 1 to 10, based on what I just read you, based on the report, based on the deal not being done. And it's June 5th, and still plenty of time in the offseason. And oh, by the way, still under contract. Are you worried at all? Are you worried at all? 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. Are you worried at all? I would imagine most Commanders fans are going to say, this is a nothing burger. I'm not worried at all. But are you worried? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We'll start there. We'll fill in some of the gaps next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.